Hi, Odyssey fans. I'm Bob, producer of the Adventures in Odyssey Club.
And I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine.
Welcome to the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
Today on the podcast, we'll be previewing the upcoming album 65, Expect the Unexpected. You know, we've been hearing about this album for a while, but the first adventures finally air this weekend on the radio and online.
First, though, we're talking to Patty Hammonds. Patty works for Prison Fellowship's Angel Tree program, our alliance for this month's club adventure, Beyond Repair.
For those of you who don't know about Angel Tree, it's a ministry that gives families the opportunity to provide Christmas gifts to children who have a parent in prison. Let's talk with Patty about this Adventures in Odyssey story and how it mirrors real life in some unexpected ways. Patty, thanks so much for joining us today on the podcast.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah. Well, tell us a little bit about Prison Fellowship and your role with that ministry.
Well, Prison Fellowship is the largest prison ministry in the country, and Angel Tree is a program that lets moms and dads in prison connect with their kids on the outside through the delivery of a Christmas gift. What I do with the ministry is make sure that we get the program in as many facilities as we can, so lots of prisoner moms and dads have an opportunity to register their kids in the program.
Neat.
Now, most people associate Angel Tree with giving Christmas gifts to the children of a parent in prison, and obviously that's a big part of it, but Angel Tree does more than that, don't you?
We absolutely do. Our church partners serve the kids year-round in lots of different ways. They include them in vacation Bible study, sometimes back-to-school events. We've even got some churches that organize prison visits.
Mm-hmm.
Every summer, there are thousands of kids across the country who earn scholarships to attend a Christian summer camp through Angel Tree Camping. And then we've got Angel Tree Sports Clinics, which give kids this unforgettable day where they get to focus on basketball or football, cheerleading, ice skating, and typically those things involve professional athletes and coaches.
Oh, that's cool.
Wow, that is, because I just, you know, when I know about it, I just picture the tree and the church foyer there, and you can get a gift. So that's awesome to hear the year-round impact that Angel Tree and Prison Fellowship are having on families.
Yes, it's exciting.
Our Adventures in Odyssey Club episode was inspired by a true story from Prison Fellowship where a woman struggling with forgiveness went to see her father in jail. So, Patty, when you listen to this adventure, are you reminded of any other true stories you've encountered?
One of my favorite Angel Tree stories is about a little girl named Christina. And Christina was 4 when her dad went to prison. He had a really long sentence. And when she was 12, Christina's mom passed away. And she was really angry at her dad for not being there when she felt like she really needed him the most. And it took a lot of time. But year after year, her dad would register her for Angel Tree, and a local church would come every year and present a present and a message of the gospel. And it took a lot of years, but finally, Christina was ready to forgive her father. And now that he's been released, they were able to reconcile.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, though this episode is essentially a Christmas story, we're sharing it in October, not to rush the Christmas season like stores in the mall do, but for a very specific reason. Can you explain that a bit?
Well, Christmas starts for us in June. Through the summer months, we are inside the prisons helping the prisoners complete the applications. And then in the fall, we invite churches from all over the country to sign up so that they can serve kids in their communities. And doing it in the fall gives them enough time to get all the information they need from us and to make plans on how they're going to purchase and wrap and deliver those gifts.
And the families receiving the gifts aren't the only ones being blessed by Angel Tree. So how have you seen people transformed by serving and giving to this ministry?
Well, in my personal church, my ladies' life group adopted 12 kids this one year, and the individual who volunteered to make the initial phone call to all of the caregivers was really going through a tough time personally in her life. She was recently divorced, and that's never easy for anyone, but she shared after the fact that just having something to do that would impact so many other families really reminded her of how much Jesus loved her and that he uses people all around us to feel his love.
That's a great story, Patty. You know, one of the ones that I read in your materials that impacted me so much was about the Braille Bible. The short version of that story is that a family in California was at church, and they chose an angel off the tree, and it said on it, books in Braille. That was what they wanted for the gift. And they weren't sure exactly what that was going to require, so they did some research. They went online, and they knew that Braille books were rather expensive, and they were kind of hard to find. But their search led them to this organization that gathered, I guess, Braille materials. And they asked, what kind of books are you interested in? And one of the things they said was they would really love a Bible. They said, you know, it's funny, we just got one recently here, but we can't sell it to you because this is part of a living trust that it needs to be given to someone who will have it for their life. And then when they're no longer on this earth, they will return it back to us for somebody else. And they thought, well, that's kind of interesting because we've got a 14-year-old girl. And then when they explained Angel Tree and what it was all about, they said, this is perfect. We'll give it to you free. And they took him down to this room where they got the Braille Bible. But you might think that a Bible is a Bible, but when you start talking about Braille, it takes a lot more space, obviously, to communicate everything in the Bible than it would with words on a page. And so it was 18 volumes in three huge boxes that they carted out, then took to this 14-year-old girl who could not wait to start reading. And that was just another case of a family that took an angel off a tree and had no idea how they were going to be blessed as a result of their kindness.
Mm.
That is so awesome.
Well, club members this month got to learn about the woman who first came up with the Angel Tree concept.
Yeah, and she'd been on the FBI's most wanted list.
Right. So what an amazing tale of redemption that was. Can you share the short version with our listeners?
Right. So, you know, if you were to have met Mary Kay later in life, you would have probably just thought she was this sweet little grandma from Alabama, never have knowing that she was a bank robber and a safe cracker, and like you said, on the FBI's most wanted list. She ended up serving 6 years in prison. While she was there, it was really impressed upon her how much prisoner moms and dads want an opportunity to connect. They're just longing for a way to connect with their kids, especially at Christmas time. So when she was released, she got a job with Prison Fellowship, and she's the one that came up with the idea for Angel Tree way back in 1982, and it's just taken off from there.
Wow. Well, there's a scene in Beyond Repair where a young girl named Sandy talks about faith being like climbing up a tree. So how have you seen Angel Tree kids go through their own journeys of faith?
You know, most kids, they grieve for their incarcerated parent, and hearing about God just opens up a wide range of feelings and thoughts related to that. Some of these kids even feel like they're guilty. They have a lot of guilt, like they're somehow responsible for their parents' absence. And hearing about a loving God that forgives all of your sins is just really hard for them to wrap their mind around. So that's why it's really important for the church to come alongside these families and be available and invest in these kids and answer those big questions about God that's, you know, hard for adults to comprehend, let alone kids.
Mm. You know, we hear from a lot of people who work on Adventures in Odyssey that it enriches their spiritual life and their walk with God to be part of the program. How has working for Prison Fellowship affected your spiritual life?
Oh, in so many ways. I think really about giving second chances to people. Mm-hmm. You know, our God is all about second and third and fourth chances. But I think my prayer life has really tripled in my years here. You know, we're looking to have about 300,000 kids in our program this year, and that's a really big number. My church will serve about 50 kids in our local community, but my heart is really heavy for all those other kids. And I've been praying, I pray for the prisoners so that there's no circumstance in the prison that's a barrier for them to register. I'm praying for the caregivers so that when that phone rings or a stranger knocks on their door with a Christmas present and a message of the gospel, that they're open to hearing from them. And of course, I'm praying for those kids that their hearts are being prepared now to receive that seed in their heart that they'll get to hear at Christmas.
Yeah, that's a big mission field and a lot of need, and that's some prayers that we can join you in, because that's 300,000 kids. That's a lot of families there.
Yeah, well, of course, the Adventures in Odyssey Club We'll be sponsoring 230 of those kits as part of our alliance with Prison Fellowship this month.
That is wonderful. So exciting.
That's really cool. So Patty, when kids hear this Odyssey Club episode, what lesson do you hope they take away in their own lives, and what do you hope they learn about Angel Tree?
Well, you know, all of us are come across a time when someone we love hurts us, or maybe it's us that have made a bad choice and end up hurting people that we love. But those things don't have to define us. We serve a God who loves us and forgives us and restores us. And, you know, at Prison Fellowship, it's our mission to restore people, you know, not only prisoners, but families and kids who are impacted by incarceration. And I play a very small part in that, but I pray that your listeners can understand that they can play a part in that as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, Patty, thanks so much for taking time to be with us on the podcast, and we will be praying for you. We have an activity in the club that we actually encourage kids as they're working on it to stop and pray for you and your team, as well as the prisoners that you're going to be serving this year. So we just want to, let you know that we are firmly behind you, and we're excited to hear some more stories maybe down the road of how God is using Prison Fellowship and the Angel Tree program.
That would be wonderful, and thank you. Your prayers are so cherished.
Wow, it was really cool to talk with Patty. You know, I've known about Angel Tree for years, but this interview and our club adventure makes me want to find out even more.
Well, let's hear a preview of that episode now.
This month in the Adventures in Odyssey Club, Pastor Wilson sets up a difficult reunion for a girl named Alicia and her father.
And I intend to cut him out of my life altogether.
Alicia remembers Christmases past, filled with disappointment and heartache.
Wait! Can't you stay for me?
Is there any chance for hope this Christmas?
Are you actually apologizing?
Find out this month only on the Adventures in Odyssey Club.
You can hear Beyond Repair in the club right now and learn more about the ministry behind the adventure, plus see more of that incredible story of Mary Kay, the bank robber turned founder of Angel Tree.
Before we go, we have enough time for another special preview. Take it away, Chris.
I picked door number 3.
You won the grand prize!
Oh, yes! It's Adventures in Odyssey album 65, Expect the Unexpected!
Yes, and it features the Parkers!
I've got lemonade, too. Fresh, squeezed.
Who squeezed it?
I don't know, but they squeezed it so hard, it became a powder.
Buck and the Meltzners!
Buck? You're all right.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I just fell out of the treehouse.
Don't move. I'm calling an ambulance.
And of course, Jay Smouse.
Jay, are you choking?
He is!
What do we do?
Stay calm.
Okay, I'm already doing that.
Okay, call for help.
Help!
On the phone!
Congratulations, Chris.
Oh, this is the best thing I've ever won. And you can take home album 65, too. It's available now on the Adventures in Odyssey Club CD and download. Find out more at witsend.org.
The first episode of Album 65 airs this weekend on the radio and online, and new episodes keep coming for the next 5 weeks after. That first story is titled The Shame About Fame, and it involves Jay, Olivia, and Zoe doing a live talk show with, yes, unexpected results. A scene from this episode is featured on the album's cover.
This show also introduces us to a new character named Jillian. I don't think it's too much of a spoiler to say that we'll be hearing more about Jillian in the days ahead.
We'll also be hearing from Whit, Jason, Detective Polhouse, Maury, Suzu, Emily, Buck, the Meltzners, and maybe a few people that you don't expect. If you haven't heard Album 65, you're in for a real treat.
You know, I'm looking forward to unpacking these adventures on future podcasts.
You know we will, but that's all for this edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family. Our website is witsend.org/podcast. You can join the club at aioclub.org, or you can call us at 1-800-A-FAMILY. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse, reminding you that with God in your life, every day's an adventure.